بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Whenever we do any action, whether it's small or big, every action of ours freshen the intention that we do for the pleasure of Allah. Freshen. When you have this in your heart, you do for the pleasure of Allah, you'll be surprised what enthusiasm you get in you to do it. One is adat, one is ibadat. Many people, they do ibadat, they make zikr, they read Quran, but as a habit. They wake up in the morning, they got the habit of reading Surah Yasin. That is the habit. After Maghrib, they read Surah Waqia. That is the habit that they have formed as time goes. That habit must now become ibadat. Ibadat means that you must straight away change your intent. Well, I'm doing for your pleasure. Just imagine by just me saying, yeah, I'm doing for your pleasures, you got reward immediately. So you're doing some things, change your intention straight. People got the habit of reading Ishraq Namaz, Awabin, Alhamdulillah. But change your intention. It's just a habit around sitting in a mosque. That became a habit. I'll sit for Ishraq. But immediately you say, Ya Allah, I'm only doing for your pleasure. What did it cost you to say that? The Quran also, people got the habit of reading Quran, which is the habit they got. They got no other work to do, they sit in a masjid to read them. Very good. But change your intention, Ya Allah, I'm doing for your pleasures. Now when you use this intention of your pleasures, then you see adab comes into it. Because adab is very important. Anything adab is very important. When you come to the masjid also, you say, Ya Allah, I'm coming to meet you. Immediately the adab comes into your heart. I'm reading Allah. Likewise, you read the Quran, you then open, Ya Allah, I'm reading the Quran for your pleasures. By you just merely saying that, a different feeling comes to you. A feeling comes with you. That also, that it becomes like, you know, that enthusiasm of doing more and more. Doing more and more. So we have to, in every way, try to adjust our intentions, which is very important. Now, Rasulullah said, أَحَبُّ الْعَمَالُ مَعْدِيمِ عَلَيْهِ. The most beloved in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala is that action which is done with consistency. Consistency is very important. Anything that you do, think before you do. Because you must know that it must not be for one day. It must be everlasting. As long as you got good health, you continue doing it. Whether it's any mustahab also, any wajib, your mamulat, everything that has been prescribed to you, to do, there must be consistency in that. And the hadith said that Allah Ta'ala loved that person which is most beloved, that action which is most done with consistency. Now what is the meaning of that? Allah Ta'ala has given enthusiasm in us. That you know, the only way you can get my love, because that action I love most is, when you do that action with consistency, with perfection too. Consistency and perfection. These two things are very important. Now it's obvious that when Allah says, I love that action. Now when you say you love Allah Ta'ala, then that's now you want that, I want to make Allah Ta'ala more happy. And the happiness is that I must do that action all the time. I must do that all the time. That is why when you begin to do something, think before you do. Don't try to do anything by overdoing things, because you cannot meet it. Nabi Karim saw some Sahabi want to read one Quran a day. Nabi said, no, don't do that. He went to say, half Quran, he went to the end, he said, Yasuf, I read only 10 paras, said, you don't do that. When the Sahabi came old, he came to realize that now he could only cope up to 10 paras. So from the beginning, Nabi Karim has given him a prescription, that if you want to last with consistency, bring about that condition in you that do how much you can do. It must not be that you begin to do something and you leave it out.
Now you know the hadith of Rasulullah also that he says, "Oh Abdullah, don't become like that person who stands in front of Allah Ta'ala and then leave without bath." Now this hadith, if you look at it, he said, "Oh Abdullah, O son of O the slave of Allah, don't do that action of that kind that you do it for some time and then after you leave it out." It's a small statement that is. A person wakes up in the morning, a few years, a few months, he has waked up with tahajjud namaz, he makes it. After some time, instead of being more perfect, more consistent, you find that he leave it out. You find? Then Nabi comes saying, look at that person. If that person is a good person, the person studying in Quran every day. He reads Quran for some time, and after some time he reads the Quran. What is he doing to himself? He's causing harm for himself. When you start something, I always say, if you want, if you start being without the half of the Quran, read two rukus, but do it every day. Read one quarter para, but do it every day. Because you don't know that quarter para that you're reading is a relation with Allah Ta'ala, is becoming growing and growing all the time. The relations with Allah Ta'ala is growing on and on at all time. That by the time you're reading the Quran, we're making zikr, we prescribe a certain amount of zikr to make. Don't read what you want to read. Read what you're told to read. Because if you're going to start reading what is looking at books and kitabs and start doing those things, you do nothing. Because the Shaykh knows how to prescribe, he tells you 200 tablets. At one time, Hazrat Nabila Rahmatullah Ali, one lady told him, "Hazrat, I'm eating too much." He said, "Okay, make it 5 slices, make it 2 slices." He said, "I can't do that, but I can keep fast." So you can't do that, how you'll keep fast? So she wanted to do on her own prescription. So we have to learn what we are told to do, that you must do, but to do it consistently. The most important is not to leave it. The only time you leave it is the time you are sick with a valid reason. But if you got this in your heart, and you got it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then definitely you'll have the urge to do it, the interest to do it. The laziness is not coming. Sometimes you get that joy of reading more extra, read, no problem, but that must not be your amount daily. Your amount is almost 200. Now one day you read 1000 zikr, that's good luck to you, but does not mean that is your amount. Your amount is daily 200. But little bit you got time now, you just make extra zikr, alhamdulillah. But your normal zikr is 200, which you must constantly do it all the time. You must not leave it out. And if that you have to leave it out too, due to certain circumstances, at that time too you must be in zikr quietly in your heart. For example, you got some work to do. You can't even do your work, but you're making the zikr Allah in your heart all the time. You may not be in the same amount, but you are in zikr. The most important thing, you must not be free from the zikr of Allah. You know, must be free of zikr. Every moment. When you're sitting here too, you must be zikr of Allah. Making the zikr. So when you're in the markets too, you do not make your mamulat properly because that's very important work you have to do. But while you're going, what you make zikr? You train driving the car, make zikr of Allah. The relationship with Allah Ta'ala must not deteriorate, must become stronger and stronger, which is very important. There must be a progress in you. There must be a progress. All the time. You're sitting here waiting for namaz too. You make a zikr of Allah. The progress will be there. Allah will look at you that you're doing all these things. It's an excuse Allah wants to my banda. Let me bring you more closer to Him. Everything that we are doing, we want to become more closer to Allah. And the only way you can become closer to Allah Ta'ala is that every free time that we have, we must be in zikr. But do not leave out the mamulat. What mamulat is shown, students in the madrasa, we don't give them to do mamulat because then they forget the kitab. Little bit they tell them, do this, do that. They are more important to look at the kitab now. The Thani Rahmatullah Ali, when he was becoming, he was studying in the Dioban, then he asked Maharishi Bombay Rahmatullah Ali that he wants to become there. He said, don't become there. He knew what. Yet you should see others getting bad by him. But he's not getting bad. Because they're so far-sighted. Certain people give them, make their bears, and don't eat them. So he complained to Hadisa. And he gave the letter in his hand, Rishon Gongo's hand. You're going to meet Hadisa, read that kid. So he took the letter and gave it to Hadisa. And Hadisa wrote to him, that, no man, I'm making a bear. See how Allah Ta'ala works. So how much you need a sheikh? And they were so great people. Their knowledge was so vast. Very vast. But why they had sheikh for what they had sheikh? They needed sheikh to bring about the Islam in their life. For each of them want to know that we all need to be made in Islam. The more knowledge you have in you, the more humility comes with you. The more knowledge you have, the more humility comes with you. The more humble you become. No, I wonder. I want to put myself. I've got some faults. Even knowledge, you say, no, I've got no knowledge yet. That person has so much of knowledge, he said, I've got no knowledge. That is come on. So Islam is something which is very important, but consistency is very important. Even the teachers, students too, if they don't make mutala and taqrar all the time, they're no fun then. The reason for mutala and taqrar is the most important, to get used to the kitab. The time will come that the kitab become you. That likewise here too, when you make a zikr all the time, a time will come that you know you become the zakir. You become zakir. Your tongue is not moving, but your heart is moving all the time, which is the most important thing. But continuously you must do this. So your mamulat must not be left out, which is very important if you talk. No, there's no such thing as specific time for mamulat. You can do it how you spread it, you can do it. If you are very, very busy, but while you're driving car, you do mamulat. How you want to do it, but do not miss it. If you leave it out, then you have a problem. No matter what happens, you must leave it out, you must not leave it out. But everything must be in moderation. Everything must be in moderation. Because when you begin to do something for a few days, after 1 month, 2 months, ho gaya, it goes away. Now you do not feel the difference in you immediately. But as gradually you go through and say, hey, what happened now? I missed my takbir ola and out. And then what happened now? Oh, I missed this too now. I mean that. And the biggest thing is that time when you're making zikr all the time, you get a peace of mind. Allah bi dhikri light up my qulub. That peace of mind will not be with you at all. You lose it. You lose the peace of mind. When you're busy making zikr all the time, you're brought up with a peace of mind, and you reach salat, you have some different feelings you get in you. I don't ask for feelings, but different condition comes. Your namaz is something else too. Your everything is something else. But the moment you leave it out, thereafter it also leaves you too. It also, that condition leaves you straight away. And when that condition leaves you, it becomes very difficult to come back. إِنَّمَّا لَا يَدْرُ أَيُّهُمْ لَا يُغَيْرُ وَبِحَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِ Allah Ta'ala, the only change is when the time you change. If you don't change, Allah Ta'ala will change. So when you don't change, Allah Ta'ala will change. When you are changing, Allah is changing for you. When you left Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala left you also. When you're making the zikr all the time, you're making imam Allah Ta'ala all the time, there was a link and contact with Allah. Now the contact and link supposed to be stronger or weaker? Stronger all the time. So the only way to make it stronger is to be consistent in whatever you are doing. How come that in every morning you've been making a mamulat? How come it's because of laziness? Because of this. Nothing else. If you want to do it, you can do it. But because it's... How come every day you got a habit of being half para, why are you missing out now? Well, how come you when you got the opportunity, quarter para, you're missing out now? So these things you miss out, gradually fade away from you. Allah mani father. Khuda kare, you become more stronger. That way. Zikr, anything that we do, take it as an ibadat, not as an adat. Take it as an ibadat. Anything you do, have an intention, Allah's pleasure. sleeping to eating to eat. What you eat, what you make it. When you're eating, it's a habit. Make it an ibadat. Put your mouth in the mouth. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Bismillah, whatever you say. Now, when you take it as an ibadat, you see how you eat. You take it out, Allah Ta'ala is present in front of you. See, the most important thing is the zikr that we're making, the ma'mulat that we're making, the purpose for it is to bring about a consciousness Allah is looking at us. While you're sitting here, Allah Ta'ala is looking at us. Now, when you get that condition, Allah Ta'ala is looking at you at this time too, will you do anything wrong? That person is very fortunate that he has the presence of Allah Ta'ala all the time. Although it's not all the time. But it becomes like that is all the time. Sometimes you know it's not in front of you at all. But yet you're doing everything right. Because the most important is to do right. Everything. You know that adat becomes ibadat. Everything is ibadat you do. That you're doing, you're eating, you're talking, everything, you're walking, everything is ibadat. He's not in front of you, but he's in front of it because you made everything your ibadat. That's a way that you must forget him. That's so to remain when people go to different conditions, they go to some difficulties and hardships and sickness and all the rest of it. Instead of being more firm with their ma'mulat in the sense that they become weak. They leave it out without anything. They may be going some difficulties, some hardships, maybe in business or whatever it is. Before that, they were very punctual. But the moment they have these conditions, then instead of becoming steadfast, because that is the condition Allah will see you, that if you still remember me at that time also, will become strong with me in that time or not. If I take one family person away from you too. If I take your best thing away from you too, at that time I'll see how strong you are and how steadfast you are. So if you are steadfast in that condition, that you lost your best person, you lost your best friend, but that did not shifted you from Allah Ta'ala. You still more steadfastness. Khuda na kare, someone has a business problem too, he lost his business, but he didn't lose his iman. He's still steadfast. So the steadfastness is they're not there at the time when they go through this kind of conditions. We are supposed to be more steadfast. The relation with Allah Ta'ala must become very strong. So ibadat is something which one I'm not to know. Even in the time you're making zikr also, your silence is something, must be something zikr too. The silence must be zikr also. The silence must be zikr. When you're not making zikr, then you're making zikr. When you're not making zikr, which is very important. You're sitting down in a masjid, your lips are not moving, but your zikr is zikr. You may be sitting in a queue, you know, waiting for the doctor's thing, whatever. You're waiting for your turn to come. You are in zikr that time. The lips are not moving, but conscious must be there. Allah is looking at you. This means. So punctuality of your ma'mulat is very important. And so happens sometimes, you know, when you become on ma'mulat and all kinds of things, when you begin to do, then you get all kind of thoughts also coming. All kind of thoughts. When you busy your ma'mulat, with Quran, Sharif, or Zikr and all, what you're making, whatever you're doing, that then all kind of thoughts coming. The thoughts are very different, important to understand. All kind of thoughts from shaitan also, from kufr shorts to thoughts coming to kufr. When a person making Zikr also, the Quran also, he gets all kind of thoughts coming. To that extent, even those kind of thoughts, vulgar thoughts, against Allah and Rasulullah, Allah save us. But this will show you those thoughts are not harmful at all. If a person undergo in those conditions where he's even making zikr in Quran and all the vulgar thoughts coming, He is not happy about it. Is he happy about it? If he is not happy about that, shows you I am not happy, that Allah shows he is not happy. Like one person says, he is shaitan, he told us, as he told me. So are you happy about it? I'm not happy. Then why not? Yes, if you are happy, you can say that. When you get those kind of thoughts, filthy thoughts, and vulgar thoughts against Allah and Rasulullah, and you hurt about it, that is very good. There's a progress in you, Allah Ta'ala is progress. So many people at that time, what they do, they leave it out. When they get this condition that I'm shaitan, like what shaitan doing this and that, instead of continuing doing the thing, they begin to leave it out. They leave the Quran, they leave the zikr, they leave everything out. Not failing to understand that by then leaving it out, who is happy? Shaitan is happy. He says, I want him to do that. I want him to leave it. But if you say to yourself, look, you can say what you want. I know I'm happy. Allah is happy with me. He's allowing me to take his name. He's allowing me to take his name. I'm going to make it. And continue making zikr. All life, khuda na kare, all your life you got that condition in you. You will not be questioned by Allah. I know a friend of mine, Allah Mazim Jannat. He makes so much zikr, so much zikr. So much zikr, whole day zikr. But he tells me, Maulana, everything vulgar words are coming out. All bad, bad words. I say, you carry on making zikr. You do your work, he do his work. Shaitan can carry on doing his work, you do your work. And alhamdulillah, till the end, she does. Never stopped. For that time, a person can do this, that whatever he's doing. There was an alim. Because the time when you begin to leave it out, because you're thinking, I'm rejected now. I am rejected. I'm not accepted by Allah. Then what happened? Then Shaitan said, I've got you where I want you. You fulfill my desires. Whereas at that moment, you must continue. Not to keep in that condition. There was one Maulana in the time, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah time. He should read a lot of Quran Sharif. And what happened? Why did Quran Sharif this? Bad thoughts, filthy thoughts of all kinds coming into him. And he stopped reading Quran. So how much you know, how important you can be, you know, you can be a big alim too, how you need a sheikh. I need a share. But he was very close at the time. He said, this is my condition. And I left it. Don't ever do that. That's not the remedy. The remedy is to continue reading Quran Sharif. Continue reading Quran Sharif. Continue reading Quran Sharif as much as possible. Likewise, we call Khuda Nakari, if anyone facing that kind of condition, continue to make his zikr of Allah. Continue reading Salah. But do not leave it out. What? Because the worst thoughts can come too. In the end, he left. Let it come. It's got nothing to do with your progress. It's got nothing to do with your progress. No matter what it is. However, because he listened to the Thani Rahmatullah, he continued doing it after that. And you continue the after, everything went away. And it does not go to you, it does not affect you at all. Your progress is still kept. Likewise, you know, waswasa. Waswasa is a very bad thing. Today people you see making wudu. The wudu not finished, jamaat finished too. The wudu not finished, the jamaat finished, the wudu not finished too. Why? I don't know if I wash my hands properly. I don't know if I make masa properly. Go to the toilet. You can use two jugs. Instead of that, the 10 jugs is still not finished. He's busy there in the bathroom. One lady should take half a day to bath by ghusl. Alhamdulillah, she learned it. Why? I don't know what happened. What is Shaitan getting happy? Jemana chela ban gaya bia. So Allah said, let him do what he wants to do. These kind of things must be taken out of our system. Otherwise you get stuck in the masjid, the toilets, not in the masjid. The masjid will carry on, come out, you're still in the toilet. One person in Makkatul Mukarramah, khutbah is carrying on in Jummah, he's still in the toilet bathroom. His ghusl not finished yet. How important it is. There's waswasa. I don't know what's happening, I don't know what. Mawlana Yaqub Namdati Rahmatullah Ali, in his time that he was for 1 month he was parashan. He was making the masa of his socks, leather socks. So when you start namaz, straight when namaz starts, what's happening? You didn't make masa of the thing. You didn't make masa. For 1 month he continued doing that. How much pareshani? Day after he said, no. He said that, no, you're not going to bring it. The moment he finished his wudu and he came to perform his salah, he said that Shaitan telling him now, your salah is not accepted in my masa. He said, never mind, Amrit. He said, but it's kufur because you know it's qasdan you're doing it. See how Shaitan is. Don't fight with Shaitan. Eh? Shaitan give ustad. Shaitan will not do anything good for you. Anything Shaitan will do something for his own benefit, not for your benefit. So when you know your namaz not accepted, not. What are Mayakus? Yeah, you came be to come and tell me. You left all other kafi to come and tell me. I must worry about you. You better worry about others. Leave me alone. And he made sure that he did not make masa from that day after that. Waswasa is gone. How to explain to our people today yet? Every one of us. Busy with making that wudu like that. That will not finish it. With a toilet to take so long. So he completed salah like that, he says. So there's no other remedy besides this remedy. Take it out of your mind. Take it out. This waswasa comes. Do not pay attention to it. Do not pay attention to this waswasa. The moment this waswasa comes, do not pay attention to it. Just take it out of your mind. You see, gradually, inshallah, it go away. But do not avoid it. Do not follow it. The moment you follow once too, it will continue for it. Then you forget your takbir ula to, you forget the jamaat namaz to, you forget the jummah to. So today's majlis was very important for this. First of all, be punctual with your mamulat. Consistence, no doubt anything. And your intention must be, oh Allah, for your pleasure. There must be no other intention, oh Allah. Once you have the intention, oh Allah, for your pleasure, you see the barakat of it. You'll have the enthusiasm to do more and more because people will pleasure Allah. And any waswaswa, try to take it off your mind. Allah Ta'ala marqa al-tawfiq asim. Alhamdulillah, abadullah. Wa salatu wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Allahumma asana aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajimna fil khizri dunya wa atabu qabdu wa atabu wa atabu. Wa lam tazamna anfusana. Wa illam taqullana wa tarhamna wa taqullana wa tarhamna. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala kulli sayyidina Muhammad wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah. Ya Allah.